This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Volunteer fire departments could get more state help under a bill that gets its first hearing at the Capitol tomorrow. The measure puts an additional $5 million into grants departments can use to buy new equipment or get counseling help for their staff. The program gives priority to communities that have lost property tax revenue due to wildfires in recent years. Grand Junction will get $300,000 from the federal government to help it adapt to drought. The money will pay for part of a new project that includes water pipelines and a connection between the city's two water sources. That will boost the amount of water Grand Junction can deliver to residents during times of drought. The money comes from a federal Bureau of Reclamation program to help communities adapt to climate change. A three-year agreement that ended the strike of grocery workers at Metro Denver King Superstores could set a new standard for the industry. Political science professor James Walsh studies labor movement at the University of Colorado Denver. He tells Colorado Matters that this deal presents an important moment.
We're seeing a resurgence of worker strength and organizing momentum around the country. In almost every industry, we're seeing workers feel leverage and strength that they have not felt for generations.
Walsh says the King Supers deal could also be a template for other grocery stores like Safeway. Skijuring will return to Silverton next month. In the quirky sport, a skier is typically propelled forward by a rider on horseback, though people also skijure with dogs and snowmobiles. Silverton's two-day skijuring event was canceled in 2021 due to the pandemic, but it's set to return February 19th and 20th. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. It should be a mildly cold day across Colorado.